Time is running out on the jobless and eviction aid protections that millions of unemployed Americans are depending on right now. Those programs expire at the end of December. Democrats and Republicans have blamed each other for the impasse, but maybe there's now an increased sense of urgency. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor today.
We're in the thick of one of the worst national crises in modern memory, and people's eyes are fixed on Congress. They need the House and the Senate to stop chasing our tails and make a law.
So let's get our bearings with NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
And so much has happened in the past 24 hours. Let's start with the Republicans and the Democrats getting closer on the size of the total package, around $900 billion, still disagreeing on some key provisions. What are the sticking points?
Yes, this has been quite difficult to follow. It's like chasing a ball in a high-speed tennis match. It's especially difficult to follow because we saw this major bipartisan movement by a group of lawmakers hoping to break the stalemate in talks this past week. They put forward a $908 billion plan. And unfortunately, the devil is in the details. That's what we're seeing slowing down the negotiations now. Both sides are stuck at reaching an agreement on language for a new liability shield for businesses impacted by the pandemic, something that is critical for Republicans in exchange for aid for state and local governments. And that is key for Democrats. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell suggested both be dropped, but Democrats weren't on board with that either.
Okay, well, last night, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he had proposed a relief package to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that it would include both the liability protections you just mentioned, which, again, the Republicans wanted, and money for state and local governments, which, as you explained, the Democrats have pushed for. So what happened then? How did that proposal go over with Pelosi?
Yes, this came out hours after McConnell had made this suggestion to stop state and local in exchange for liability protections from their talks. And the White House turned around and put out a deal at about $916 billion in attempting to address this liability protections issue and the state and local government aid. But both House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer were alarmed that the president's plan dramatically cuts new unemployment aid, and they say that's a non-starter. Pelosi went on to say, well, she's pleased that the top-line figure was at $916 billion. She also said the president's proposal shouldn't be used to obstruct the bipartisan deal that gained some traction this past week, and lawmakers in that group are still hammering out the specifics there.
And by the way, what is President Trump likely to sign?
He has been quite elusive during these talks, aside from this last-minute proposal from the White House yesterday, and he remains a wild card. The plan that had been negotiated by this bipartisan group of lawmakers did draw his interest. We heard from Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina last week, and he said he spoke to President Trump about this plan and that he was on board. However, we also heard from another Senate Republican, Josh Hawley of Missouri, who days later told us that the president, he spoke to the president as well and said it should include direct payments, and it doesn't. And if it doesn't, that he should veto it. So it's not clear if the president is or isn't willing to sign a plan at this point if it doesn't have those direct payments, as was mirrored in their plan put out yesterday.
Okay, well, you say maybe no direct payments, but, you know, I was going to ask, how much money will individual Americans get under these different plans? Because that's what people want to know. So maybe none? What's the latest on that?
Yeah, maybe none. When we look at the bipartisan deal that was put forward last week that kind of moved traction on this and got people talking again, that didn't have direct payments. And Graham, who I mentioned a moment ago, he said if it is in the plan that perhaps the coalition falls apart. But there are members on Capitol Hill who want this. And as we see with the White House, that's something that's really drawn President Trump's interest. In the plan put out yesterday, that was $600 per person. But this raises the price tag, and this is what Republicans are hoping to avoid. So it's not clear that this could make it, if there is a final deal, if this would be part of it.
But wait, there's more, because the clock is also ticking on a spending bill. Congress has Friday till Friday for that. That's the bill that's needed to keep the government running. So is it possible the spending bill and the relief bill could get packaged together?
Yes, that's what members are hoping to see happen. But again, as you mentioned, the clock is ticking. We're about to run out of time. They had hoped to pass a large spending, permanent spending deal this week. But because they're running out of time, the deadline is Friday, they need to pass a temporary funding measure. They're going to start in the House today. They're pretty confident they'll move that through and through the Senate and the president by week's end. And they're going to buy themselves another week's time. So they're hoping, again, to see if they can't reach some sort of spending plus COVID relief deal by the 18th. If they don't, they may have to try again.
Our clock is out to NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Thanks.
Thank you.